This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chris Bogart. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Chris is the founder and CEO of Burford Capital, which is unlike any company I've really heard of, in a sense at the intersection of law and finance. Talk about what the organization is.
Well, that's exactly right. We are at that intersection of law and finance. And what Burford is a capital provider to the legal industry and to clients that are engaged in claims. And what that means in plain English is simply that we look at a claim as a financeable asset. So if I have a lawsuit, as an example of a claim, if I have a lawsuit against another company, that's an effort to get money to move from one hand, one company to the other. And as part of that process, what you're creating is a financeable asset. You can look at the relative value of that claim, and you can come up with a sense of how much money a company would be able to obtain in financing against that asset value. It's no different than financing any other kind of asset, whether it's a tangible asset like a truck or a tractor, or an intangible asset like a patent. The thing that makes this novel is that people, until recently, haven't been accustomed to thinking about legal claims as financeable assets.
They're probably thinking that these are problems that they have to deal with and they want to get it over with. And you're saying, in a sense, CEOs should be looking at their financial claims in a positive way, that it is like an asset.
I absolutely am, and I'd make the further point that these assets are to most people invisible because the market doesn't give you any credit for them. So if you're a public company and you have, let's say, $500 million of pending claims that you either are in the process of bringing or that you know that you have and haven't even begun that process yet, right now, research analysts, equity investors are going to give you absolutely no credit for the existence of those claims. They don't show up in your financial statements. We only disclose defensive litigation. We don't disclose affirmative litigation. And so right now, these are invisible to the world. And by the way, not only are they invisible, but they will continue not to provide very much real value to the company, because even if you go down the line and win those claims, the result is going to be the market treating those as one-time or unusual items. They're not going to treat them as part of your operating profit because you're probably not in the business of litigating. And so what that means is that you can go ahead and by applying financing to those claims today, you're actually unlocking hidden asset value that is something you would otherwise never get any credit for at all.
Now, it seems fairly obvious as you're talking about it right now, but in 2009, when you founded Burford, no one was really in this space. I mean, it was a whole new novel idea, in a sense. How did the idea come to you?
Well, the idea came out of general frustration with paying lawyers only by the hour. So, you know.
And when you were at Time Warner, you had like 350 lawyers, I think, right?
That's right. So,
and then you had a lot of out-counsel.
That's right. So I've been on both sides of the equation. I've been both a practicing lawyer at one of the large New York law firms, and I've been the general counsel of Time Warner. So I've been both a buyer and a seller of legal services. And the denomination that people use to hire lawyers today is typically paying them by the hour. There aren't a lot of alternatives available for that, and that's a frustrating way as a client to find yourself in an economic paradigm. You don't have a lot of options. And so even when I was at Time Warner, I was active in trying to open up alternative ways of buying legal services. For example, Time Warner famously at the time did a merger combination with AOL, and we actually structured the legal fee component of that deal on a contingent basis so that Time Warner wouldn't have paid the legal fees if the merger hadn't closed. And we did that not only because it had cash advantages, it certainly helped my budget not to have to write a big check that year, but it also had significant accounting advantages. And so that was the seed for me to continue to think about issues relating to law and economics. And that carried forward, as you say, into 2009 when there was demand in the market for alternatives.
Let's go back to that year 2000, because that was, in a sense, I believe, the largest legal process that had gone through up till date, something like, what, $350 billion, which now doesn't seem so large, but back in 2000 was enormous. What was it like? What were the challenges you faced, and how did you overcome something like that? Because I believe at that time that was unprecedented.
You're right. It was at the time it was a very, very large transaction, and even more interesting was the backdrop that it was sitting against. You know, at that time we had a significant disruption, a significant dislocation of the traditional media universe. The arrival of the internet, the arrival of the dot-com boom, all of that was taking traditional mainline companies and turning them upside down. You saw these, you know, sort of young upstarts coming along and getting extraordinary valuations very rapidly. And if you were the management team in a traditional business, you sat looking at the way the world was changing and really started to wonder what was going to happen next. How are we going to keep up? Now, Time Warner obviously made what was at the time considered to be a very bold strategic move, and obviously in market value terms didn't work out so well. But the strategy behind that move was to embrace that disruption. And I think that was, in strategic terms, the right approach, to embrace the disruption instead of sticking your head in the sand, even though the execution of the strategy in the case of buying AOL ultimately wasn't favored by the market and wasn't a terrific combination. But that's a lesson that I think I've taken away, even though I was just the company's lawyer at the time. It's a lesson that I've taken away as I've run businesses subsequently, which is really to go ahead and embrace disruption. And that's exactly what we're doing here at Burford. Burford is involved in disrupting the traditional way that businesses have purchased legal services from law firms.
It's interesting. On disruption, I was just speaking with a friend, Terry Jones, who is the founder of Travelocity and also then the founder of Kayak, and he said to me, you know, the word disruption, Robert, when you are on the smaller side, you are disrupting. When you are on the larger side, if you were going against it, you try to call it innovation. But it's really like the same thing that you're doing on both sides.
I agree with that. And I think that today the transparency of so many business models and the continued advent of technology and the speed of communication makes that an even more significant point. We're seeing more businesses transform themselves, whether you use the label innovation or disruption. We're seeing more business transformation because of those factors.
Well, when you look at someone who is a transformative CEO, and you clearly are, you built a company from scratch that is one of the most profitable in the industry, and well, in your industry, you are it, really. How would you define the characteristics essential for a CEO to be transformative?
Well, it certainly helps to start with a business model that is going to, as you say, transform, innovate, disrupt. And so that's an important thing.
And is that just you, or is it other people or your team?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is the team. It has to be the combination of people doing this, and it's not just the team, but you know, you can't disrupt or innovate in a place where the other participants in the process don't want that outcome. And so I think that's a critically important component of this, which is not listening to yourself talk, but instead listening to what it is that your clients and your customers want. And so that's exactly what happened here. There was a clear level of frustration and unhappiness among corporate clients in the way that they were being forced to buy legal services. Sometimes paying by the hour for legal services was fine, but many times clients were unhappy with that dynamic. So there was clearly a desire in the market for an alternative. There simply hadn't been the delivery of that alternative. And so the question for us was, can you come up with an efficient, cost-effective, institutional way of helping clients and law firms find their way to some of those alternatives?
And if a CEO is interested, what is the website for Burford Capital?
Literally, burfordcapital.com.
Spelled out?
BURFORDCAPITAL.com.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about challenges that you faced in building a new type of model and how you overcame the channels. Back in a few.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Chris Bogart, who is the founder and CEO of Burford Capital. And I sounded Boston there. I went Burford instead of Burford Capital. So let's talk 2009 again. This is the stock market was crashing. You had a great job at Time Warner, general counsel. You leave everything behind with this idea. What were the challenges that you faced in building a company that, when you fast forward, you know, a decade later, is a major player?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. The single largest challenge in 2009 was the degree of uncertainty in both the financial markets and in the broader economy. People simply did not know what was going to happen, what the future held, what they were going to do next. And so coming out, and people wanted safety, security, predictability. And instead, we were coming along and saying, well, how about a brand new business that you've never heard of before in an asset class that doesn't today exist on an institutional level? How about giving us, you know, a few $100 million to make our way into that world that doesn't today exist?
So how do you sell that?
Well, it required obviously a leap of faith by some significant investors to whom I'm eternally grateful.
And they're probably eternally grateful to you because they've got superior returns.
Well, it's been successful for everybody. But Burford, somewhat unusually, Burford started life immediately as a public company. So the very first thing we did to create Burford was literally to do an IPO and raise public capital for the concept. And we did that for a few reasons, not the least of which was that we wanted a very transparent business, a very transparent organization. We thought that a high degree of transparency, the kind you get with a public company, would benefit us as we tried to talk to people about law and litigation, which are invariably sensitive matters across the spectrum, even for big companies. And so we went to market. And, I think the combination of the fact that we were striking a chord, most people don't like paying high hourly fees for lawyers. And so it doesn't really matter whether you're an in-house lawyer or whether you're a corporate CEO or whether you're a fund manager. Everybody's aware of the fact that that's an expensive way to operate a business. And so we got some resonance immediately from people around the fact that this was a model that they saw needed change, needed some adjustment. And that was appealing to people.
And how did you feel as the leader of this? When did you realize that it really started to gain traction and that the market was buying into it?
Well, it took some time, and that's actually one of the more frustrating parts of running a business like this, because you don't get overnight results. As every single person knows, litigation is a slow-moving process. And so if on day one we were to take on a new matter, we're not going to see the results of that matter for potentially years to come. Last year we had one of our most significant successes ever, and that was in a matter that started for us in 2010. So it took 7 years, and it turned in a great result when it did, but it took a long time to get there. And so part of the challenge with running a business like this is that you have to be prepared for that gestation period, and that was one of the things that made it challenging to get the deal done originally.
And I know you're also a big believer, now that you have a large company, in diversity, where half of your senior executives are women.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a critically important thing, I think, when you are trying to evaluate underlying litigation risk. You know, at the end of the day, litigation, even large dollar corporate litigation, turns on people. Litigation cases get won or lost by the testimony of witnesses, by the reaction of judges and juries to those witnesses. This isn't a world where the witnesses are all white men and all of the judges and all of the juries are just white men. It's a world, it's a multicultural world where you need all of the, as many perspectives as you can possibly get so that you make the best investment decisions up front and so that you have a window into how different people are going to react to different things.
Let's go back to something you originally said. So we have, you know, several hundred thousand CEOs listening in. What type of CEO is able to look at their business if they have litigation going on and saying, this actually may be a financial asset for me that I'm not capitalizing on?
Literally every CEO in the country.
It doesn't matter what industry.
We're industry agnostic. The simple and unfortunate reality of being in America is that there is an awful lot of litigation here. And it would be the unusual business that had grown without having any exposure to it at all. What companies don't often realize, though, is the presence of some claims that they do have. And you've seen a sea change in corporate attitude over the last couple of decades. You know, when I was a young lawyer, it was still a sketchy thing for lots of companies to consider suing somebody else. And today, all of that stigma has gone away. The reality is companies are certainly entirely open to engaging in litigation if they have a legitimate and appropriate claim to bring. And in fact, many of them today see it as their duty to pursue claims for the benefit of their shareholders.
How about if they're on the defendant side, though? There's no way you could help them.
We're agnostic about whether we finance claimants or defendants. Mm-hmm. The reality of financing a defendant, though, is that what you're getting from our financing then is a combination of risk management and deferral. And that is expensive. So the capital for litigation finance is expensive generally because there's a significant amount of risk associated with it. The difference between being a plaintiff and a defendant is that if we're financing you as a plaintiff, then you're effectively giving up a portion of your winnings that you have not yet gained. And so that's a more palatable dynamic for people often than it is when you're a defendant, when, of course, your belief is that you've been sued unjustifiably, so you think the case should just be dismissed against you, and it sort of adds insult to injury if you need to pay us a return on the capital that we've provided to you. Some people do it, but candidly, the business is more common today on the claimant side than on the defendant side.
So we have about a minute and a half left. If you're a CEO sitting there, what are the steps, other than I'll call Burford Capital, what are the real steps you should do if you are in litigation where you could say, what can I do to monetize this?
Well, I think it starts earlier than that. So I think you have to begin by thinking about what your legal function is. And I think far too many CEOs today still view their legal function purely as a cost center, purely as something that they have to have because businesses need lawyers, and so, gosh, here we go.
So you might view it as a P&L.
That's absolutely how an increasing number of companies, including big American companies, are doing just that. Firms like Bristol-Myers, firms like DuPont, think seriously about their legal departments as profit-generating businesses instead of just a cost center in the overall business. And so that's the starting point is philosophical.
And, Chris, I want to commend you. We are speaking with Chris Bogart, the founder and CEO of Burford Capital. And you've really taken a new model where you're at the intersection of valuation, you're at the intersection of legal, you're at the intersection of finance, and created a new industry that is helping companies succeed. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Joel Myers. How are you?
I'm great. Pleasure to be here.
And you are the not just the CEO, the chairman, the president, you're the founder of AccuWeather. And what's amazing about this, we'll hear the story how you started in 1962, but today, in this hour, during this broadcast, there are going to be 1.6 billion APIs of AccuWeather around the world. Is that accurate?
That's correct, yes.
We're going to find out how you grew the business, but just give me a snapshot. How did you come up with the idea for AccuWeather back in 1962?
Well, it really started before that. When I was 3 years old, I fell in love with snow. And when I was seven, I was writing daily weather conditions in Philadelphia, where I grew up, in a diary that my grandmother had given me. And I was entrepreneurial as a kid, but had a burning desire to be a weather forecaster by the time I was 10 or 11. And my father showed me an article then about a meteorologist in Boston who was selling forecasts to fuel oil dealers. And I said, well, that would be the ideal thing to do, because I was entrepreneurial. I liked the opportunity to earn money, but number one, I wanted to be a weather forecaster. So that's where the idea first took root. And then when I went to Penn State, which was a blessing because it was the only place I could afford to attend, and it was a state university, and the tuition was low, and yet it had the top meteorological program in the world. So I was blessed, and that's where I had the opportunity to serve my first client as a graduate student at Penn State.
And then in the late 60s, about 1968, people reached out to you and they said, you actually are more accurate in your weather than anyone else.
Well, that's the first radio station called me. But up until that point, we were serving cities and counties for snow fighting, ski areas, businesses. It was a seasonal business because I was still working on my PhD. But I had to pitch that concept, that we were more accurate. Why should people pay me? Why should people pay me for weather forecasts? They said, well, they're free, and it's just you against the government with 5,000 or 10,000 employees. And so I had to call 25,000 prospects before I had 100 paying customers. So I had 24,900 rejections.
This is on the phone. You just called people up. You yourself, Joel.
Well, and I went out and visited with some ski areas and learned about the snowmaking process and all that. But just me on the phone, in a phone booth, at my kitchen table, sometimes my office in between classes while teaching at Penn State.
So what was the biggest challenge that you faced in growing this?
Well, again, having people believe that we, and then AccuWeather, is the most accurate source of weather forecasts. Study after study has shown that, and that's what I've devoted my life to. But
and by the way, after the break, I am going to ask you what your secret sauce is, and we'll see how much we hear about what is unique about it. But keep talking about how you were working with people and how you overcame the challenges.
Sure. Well, that was the most important thing. And then also how we would be able to save companies money, how we would help them operate more efficiently and more effectively. And that's always been the challenge, and we just keep growing and then using testimonials and examples. So that's how we now serve 245 of the Fortune 500 and thousands of businesses and save them millions of dollars.
Okay, so that's where I want to talk. So our audience is CEOs. You're saying you work with 245 of the Fortune 500. What exactly are you doing? You're just saying, well, what the weather is. How do you make money at that?
Well, no. What we provide has to be more accurate, have more value, be more specific, tailored to their needs, so that they can anticipate impact and make better decisions.
Let's say someone's a restaurant. A restaurant chain. How are you going to add value to them?
By studying, taking their past sales data and what they sold, and using the past weather conditions, our historical database, running correlations. So let's say it's a Tuesday night and it's raining. What does that mean? You're going to have half the fish dinners sold. People may prefer steak on a rainy night on Tuesday. So there are all kinds of correlations, and using that information to have predictive analytics so that they don't have fish that's going to spoil, or a ski area that doesn't have hamburger rolls that go stale, or whatever the case may be.
Okay, so that makes sense. How about a trucking company?
Well, yeah, we serve all the railroads in North America. A lot of transportation companies of all sorts, because obviously the weather impedes travel can impact the delivery times. Can if it's cold, you may have to put extra heaters in the trucks or whatever. And so in today's supply chain world, every delay can have all kinds of ramifications down the way. Now, with railroads, for example, wind can affect the speed that the train can travel. You don't want to have certain places it blown over. So we work with all the railroads and in some cases warning them of severe weather more accurately than any other source so that they can plan around that, save lives, and minimize damage and such.
I'm guessing you also have retail clients.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And you're helping them. The weather, is you're saying, plays into everything people do.
Yeah, well, one of our clients, we made them $65 million during Sandy. Another.
Wait, how?
Well, in that case, we told them 8 days ahead that Sandy would hit New Jersey. What would happen? They went out and bought up all the batteries that they could, so their competitors were out of batteries 3 days before. People bought them from this company and, of course, stayed in the store and bought a lot of other things, and it translated into a $65 million upswing. With Hurricane Harvey hitting Houston, we told them ahead of time they had 11 stores in the region, which five we agreed with consulting should be shut down. They'd be flooded. The six others that kept open, what should they have? Shipping and generators and the right kinds of things in each of those neighborhoods. So all kinds of planning like that.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today speaking with Dr. Joel Myers, who is not just the leader and the CEO and the chairman and president of AccuWeather, but actually the founder, and founded it in 1962. Today, there are 1.6 billion APIs downloaded every hour, right? Amazing. And how about the customer? I know you have a special philosophy on dealing with customers.
Absolutely. We'll go to any length. The customer is always right. I mean, we'll make a recommendation in working with the customer on X or Y or Z when we set up the service. But we clearly, if we didn't have customers, we'd be out of business. And our people, every employee knows that. And the greatest thing to get a new client, we just want them to come at AccuWeather and see the attitude, see the work ethic, see the tools we have.
So you give them a tour.
Oh, we give them a tour.
That's the best sales tool ever.
It is, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. How do you recruit people? Because you're obviously, you want people who care about weather more. They're more than the Philadelphia Phillies fans. And I know you grew up in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, we don't win every day. As we say, weather forecasting is like the Super Bowl of weather every day. But at the end of the year, it'll be like the Patriots. They've won more games. They won the important games. And that's what we're all about. But it's the creative people. We just recruited some top people from Hollywood and Silicon Valley, actually moved to State College, Pennsylvania. So it's a great entrepreneurial, creative environment. But obviously, we have business development people. We have creative people generating the best apps so that you're going to want to pick our app over any other one. And it's a multifaceted company with a lot of opportunities in all different areas.
Now, you embraced digital long before most people did. What do you see the future of digital being, and how is that going to impact weather?
500 years ago, our information doubled every 500 years. 100 years ago, every 100 years. Now it's once a month. In 3 years, it'll be every day. The fact of the matter is that the world is changing so dramatically, it is affecting money, culture, religion, business. Everything is being influenced by digital and of course, AI and machine learning. So we have to be in tune with that, willing to change, and most people can't change very much, but we're in a world where we've got to learn to adapt because the world is changing at an accelerating pace on that parabolic curve.
You've 1 minute left. What do you, as the leader, do on a daily basis? What's most important to you?
Well, I like to meet with my executives and provide extra value as I can by challenging them on the different ideas and different paths they're taking. And it's different with the head sales guy compared to the head of R&D or the IT chief and finance. But it's like any company, you have the various components. But probably as an entrepreneur who started the company, I am too involved in some of the details, but I've learned to back off more and more, and I've got a great team, and so I just enjoy all aspects of it.
If anyone wants to go to your website, what is that?
AccuWeather.com.
Could have guessed that. Well, Dr. Myers, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My pleasure being here. I enjoyed it very much.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. Today, we are here with JT McCormick, who is the CEO of Book in a Box, a company you may not have heard of, but you'll know a lot about after today. JT, how are you?
I am excellent, Bill. Thank you, sir.
So, JT, he's got a very interesting story besides being a CEO. For starters, what is Book in a Box?
So, Book in a Box, what we have done is created a new way for people to tell their stories, to share their ideas. So we take your idea, we turn it into a book. Much of it is by way of ease of use. So many people, Bill, you were just telling me this, have been wanting to write a book for 3, 5, 15 years.
But JT, don't tell what I want to write about, because somebody else will do it.
I won't put it out there. But yeah, so many people wanted to write a book, and we're all battling for time. So what our process does in 7 months, from beginning to end, is we take your idea and we turn it into a book. We help you with the positioning. Why are you writing this book? Is it for lead generation? Is it for thought leadership, credibility? Maybe it's a legacy piece. So we want to identify that. And then we ask that you sit back, grab your beverage of choice, and let us interview you. Let us pull that information out from you. Let us ask the details that make a great story and make a great book. So that's what we do from beginning to end, high level. We do everything from the outline to your manuscript to cover design to putting it on Amazon for you in 7 months.
And I have to ask, I went on the website, and it really looks very efficient and unique. And I love the word scribe, which
yes.
goes back to, what, Plato or Socrates.
Yes, there
right?
you go. Good you man, know? Bill.
So a scribe actually interviews you. And,
yes.
And, well, I got to tell you, JT, you know, we've interviewed over 750 CEOs here on the CEO Show. And I know there's quite a few of them who've contemplating writing a book about their careers.
Yes. And I if I could point something out to as well, Bill, so many people confuse us with ghostwriting. And in the traditional sense, ghostwriting is if, Bill, if you say, hey, JT, will you go and write a book about the new iPhone? I go do the research. I put it all together.
And you just use my name.
And I just put your name on it.
Right.
Our process is built around your tone, your voice, your content. The only thing you're not doing is actually putting keys to keyboard or fingers to keyboard. That's it.
Good, because I have fat fingers.
Well, I can't type, so between the two of us, we're not getting anything done.
So let's step back. You have a very interesting background, and I hope you'll share it with our listeners today.
I will. Where do you want to start?
Let's start at the beginning.
Wow. So my father, how I came into the world, 1971, my father was a black pimp in the 1970s. And when I say that, I want to be very specific here and let people know my father was a real pimp, not what we've turned the word pimp into our society now. Now it's really glamorized, you know, pimp my ride, pimp my house, whatever. My father put women on a corner, they sold their bodies, and they brought their money to him. And he fathered 23 children. I'm one of 23. The most he had by one woman was three. My mother was an orphan. She grew up in a 1950s old school institutional neglect and abuse orphanage, and I have no clue where my last name comes from. My mother was given that last name in the orphanage, and she has no clue why. So My name's J.T. McCormick, and I have no clue where that McCormick name comes from. So that's where I start.
What about the J.T. portion?
So my actual name is Javon Thomas.
Javon Thomas.
So I'm Javon Thomas McCormick, and that's the name.
It sounds like you should be a professional athlete.
Yes, it's in this day and age, yes, probably so. That name actually, the name Javon served me well once when I was in juvenile as a kid. I got left there for 3 months. My mother was in Texas, father was in England, and no one knew I was in juvenile in Dayton, Ohio. But one of the corrections officers recognized my name. Wasn't a popular name in the 70s. And she called my aunt and said, hey, I think we have your nephew here, and no one's come to get him in about 3 months. And so, but my name helped me out back then.
Wow, what a story. So you're obviously, you were not, you told me very straightforward, you were not the founder of Book in a Box,
no.
But you are the CEO. You've got about 37 employees right now, and you've been around 3.5 years. And it's a terrific website. If anybody wants to know, give us the website again.
It's real easy, bookinabox.com.
Okay.
Very simple.
And before Book in the Box, you mentioned that you were running a software company, correct?
I was president of a software company. I started with the company, great company, great founder, great people. There were 13 of us, and I used to make my sales calls out of a storage closet. But over the course of about 4.5 years, we grew the company from a storage closet to well over 100 people, and we had offices in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and Monterrey, Mexico.
Wow.
So I went from lowest paid person making sales calls to president of the company within about 2 years.
Wow. So I forgot to ask, and I promise you I would, what is the name of your book?
The name of my book is I Got There, How I Overcame Racism, Poverty, and Abuse to Achieve the American Dream.
And how long has that book been out?
Just a little over a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then obviously, to our listeners, if they want to get a copy of the book, it is on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, yes, sir.
Okay, great. So I like to take this section and kind of pick your brain and say, okay, JT, here's your opportunity. You've got aspiring authors out there, but you also got aspiring CEOs, entrepreneurs, people who have great ideas. What advice can you give our listeners?
I appreciate the fact that you asked that from a personal standpoint, because personally, I live by a formula. It's called mindset, choices, and hard work equals success.
Mindset, choices, hard work equals success.
That's
you got it. Okay.
That's it. So I'll boil that down. Mindset. People ask me, okay, JT, how do you get out of bed every morning at 4 a.m.? And don't get me wrong, it's hard. Sometimes I want to stay in bed with my wife or I hit the snooze button. I'm human. But then I say to myself, and here's where the mindset comes in. Right now, there is someone in a hospital room who has cancer that's never going to leave that bed. They'd give anything just to walk to the restroom, let alone leave the hospital. And I have the incredible privilege to get out of bed and accomplish my dreams and goals. I'm out of bed. Choices. Every day, I've got to pass McDonald's on the way to the gym in the morning, and I'll own it for those who say, oh, McDonald's, that's gross. I love McDonald's, but I have to make the choice. Do I stop at McDonald's? Do I go to the gym? And, well, hard work, for me, that's become the easy one. Bill, if you work 24, I'm working 25. You go 36, I'm going 37. I am a firm believer that hard work, as much as it has gone away in our country for whatever reason, hard work has been the backbone, the foundation of so much of my success. So mindset, choices, and hard work equals success.
Well, that's a great way to end our interview, JT. I just want to say thank you again for being on the CEO show. We really enjoyed you being here today.
Bill, I appreciate it. Humbled and flattered and honored to be on the show, sir.
Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.